asking.
Can I offer a piece of reading that you're, if you're into this business, and we touched briefly on Monday, and that is the threat from Google that they're going to drop services in this country if we force the government passing a piece of legislation by the end of the year, and they force mediation between your big tech companies and local media under the belief that if we get deals done, money's going to flow, it will save media, and suddenly things won't be as dire as they are. Eric Crampton, who is the chief economist for the New Zealand Initiative, writes a very, very good piece on the Newsroom site. Canada's example shows how link tax will fail. Now, I won't explain what he calls link tax, but he works, whether it is or not, there's a debate as to whether this is a link tax or not. But he starts off by saying New Zealand moves inexorably from the faff around to the find out phase of the Fair Digital News bargaining bill process. The sad thing about this particular bill is, one, the government are dragged kicking and screaming, if not that, at least partially reluctantly, into this. Paul Goldsmith is not a massive advocate, I don't think, for this, because I think he understands, like many of us do, although we would all agree that big tech rips off product and sticks it on their sites and they make money off it from other people's work, and that's not right, the way around it is not this piece of law. And more importantly, no one's found a way around it. They haven't in Australia and they haven't in Canada, hence the reference to Canada. Google would be forced, he writes, to stop linking to news content on Google Search, Google News or Discover services in New Zealand and discontinue our current commercial agreements and ecosystem support within the New Zealand publishers. Now, that is the threat from Google. Are they good for the threat? I would argue they are. How do we know this? Because they've done this in Canada. If after a maximum of 120 days, this is how it works, this is mediation, if after a maximum of 120 days no agreement has been reached, negotiations end, mediation begins. If the platform and the news company cannot agree on a mediator, the authority designates one. That's sections 34 through 39. If mediation is unsuccessful, final offer arbitration follows. Each party nominates an arbitrator and jointly nominate a third arbitrator. The authority chooses arbitrators if it doesn't consider the nominated ones to be appointable. Under final offer arbitration, both sides put up their final offer. The arbitration panel selects the offer that it views as fairly compensating the news company for its content being made available. This is section 49, brackets 2. Why am I telling you all this? Because as Eric quite rightly points out, none of this is proper commercial negotiation. You're forced into it. Proper commercial negotiation is the willing buyer and the willing seller coming together. And then he goes on to argue about the link tax. Then he goes on to give you examples of Canada, how it hasn't worked, how it's been a complete cluster, and how it's going to end up exactly the same way here. So if you've been following this topic, it's a very good piece of reading and well worth informing yourself with.